96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
Glad to have with us on the KVUE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio Line, Joe Reed. We're talking about a very special effort specifically tomorrow to gauge the homeless situation here locally.
Joe, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Ron and Chuck. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for joining us and thanks for reaching out to get this in front of the community, Joe. How are things going here before we start talking about the official count process, which is set for tomorrow?
Yeah, things are going along very well. I'm the new housing specialist with Crosswinds here in Emporia. So been working a lot with the statewide homeless coalition with the state of Kansas here the past few months, and so this is our their effort to come up with the PIT survey tomorrow.
All right. Is this kind of obviously priority number one then, Jill, on your list as we speak?
You know, my primary duties are to work with our internal clients that are homeless or at risk of being homeless. But there's a lot of community outreach that goes along with that. You know, we're trying to end homelessness, and believe it or not, there's a lot of it that exists right here in Emporia, and it all starts with getting an accurate count.
Now, have you been working with the recently developed homeless task force here?
I have been sitting in on their meetings, I'm really excited to see that in place, and I think they've got a good team assembled, and I'm excited to see where this goes in the next year.
Joe, before we start talking about the what is called the PIT count, really what is, you know, as you mentioned here, you kind of, you know, we've got the local effort going, we've got the statewide effort going. What is your role specifically here with the homeless population, whether it's simply as a documenter or are you working more on the policy side as well?
Well, you know, I'll help out however I can, but I want to point out that this point in time or the PIT count is really a HUD requirement for the continuums of care throughout the U.S., and this is the Kansas Statewide Homeless Coalition. This is really their survey. We're just helping out, and I think for the first time that I'm aware of that that Crosswinds has been able to be a part of that. Like I said, as the housing specialist, this is a new position within Crosswinds, just created this past fall. So I'm really getting to know the people at the state level, working with other agencies right here in Emporia, like Bloomhouse and Southwick, and those collaborative efforts, I think, is going to go a long way in helping our homeless situations.
Housing specialist Jill Reed, Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness. It is the Come Participate in the Point in Time Count. And Joe, tell us exactly how this is going to work.
We are convening at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. When I say we, this is the volunteers, the state people. I know Clara and Carolee from Bloomhouse are planning to be there, three or four of us from Crosswinds. But we're going to be in conference room 1A at the Civic Building at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Anybody who wants to come in that is homeless and be counted, certainly welcome to. But we're going to be going out into the community and trying to make face-to-face contact with both the sheltered and the unsheltered homeless in our community. So it'll be a day-long effort, and it will wrap up tomorrow evening at the Emporia Mission.
So how are you asking, or really how are you determining the level of homeless here in the community with this survey? How are you actually making the count, and how are you determining who's homeless and who's not?
Yeah, so there's, a registration process, and once that is completed for those of us that will be taking part in the survey, we have access to an app then that guides us through a list of questions. And one of the biggest questions that's going to come up is, where did you sleep on the night of January the 24th? It starts with that, goes from there. There's different criteria, whether they're under the age of 24 or a teenager, you know, whether they're an adult with children who may also be homeless, and whether they're sheltered or unsheltered. You know, it doesn't include everybody, people, you know, who are couch surfing, for example, temporarily staying with friends and family, aren't going to get counted in this. But there are other surveys in odd number years that will take those into account.
So you will be seeking homeless, too. Is that part of this show tomorrow?
It is part of it, yeah.
Where do you start? I mean,
We're going to start, like I said, in conference room 1A there at the city. We're going to divide up the city from there, cordon that off. Yeah, but we also know there's a number of people involved in this that are aware of current places where homeless are staying. Okay. So it's not just blindly searching. We do know some homeless encampments that do exist in Emporia. We're going to be, you know, seeking those out and trying to make contact. One of the things that we're also going to be providing tomorrow are some backpacks that have some cold weather items, some hygiene items that we're going to be giving away as well to those that we come in contact with.
Outstanding. Joe, before we let you go here, you mentioned here that you're recently on board here with Crosswinds and getting really as deep as you possibly can into the homelessness effort here locally. How has this kind of opened your eyes to the situation here locally? Are there some things here as you've gotten settled and situated that you either had already realized or may not have realized here with the homelessness population and really the situation here locally?
You know, if you would have asked me 6 months ago, or told me 6 months ago that I would be working to end homelessness, I would have said, well, not me. But here I am. It has been such a rewarding job thus far. It has opened my eyes to so many things because so often I think we go around with blinders on and we think that, well, homelessness exists just in the bigger cities or other areas. And the reality of it is it's right here in our community, and it is a problem. It's a complex problem. I mean, if it was easy to solve, other towns, other cities would have done it a long time ago. But the awareness starts with the count. It's going to help our lawmakers to the extent of the homelessness problem. It's going to help us as our local community with programs and services that we can provide and to track it and to see if we're making a difference. I think one thing that programs as you institute those it's going to reveal your weaknesses and where you need to get better, and ultimately that's the goal.
Well, we're certainly interested in finding out how this turns out and some of the information you're able to glean. I'm sure it will be eye-opening for many, so we'll certainly be wanting to follow up, Joe, and see how things go tomorrow.
Absolutely, and I did want to mention that the data is always publicly available. It's going to take a while to put this all together, but if you want to see previous year's results, you can go to hudexchange.info, click under the Programs tab, and you'll be able to go back and look at previous year's PIT count data. So it's always out there, and but yeah, be happy to follow up with you guys.
All right. Good luck tomorrow,
Joe.
Thanks for all you're doing. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Ron. Thanks, Scott.
Yeah, Joe Reed, who's with the Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness, the housing specialist there. And it is the participate in the point-in-time count tomorrow, Chuck.
Yes, indeed. And again, further details coming up here as the results unfold. Tomorrow, the Newsmaker 2 spot goes to 8:40 following the buzz. Carolyn Dorsey talking about the upcoming fundraising activities for